Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Chum.
Last night was the kickoff of, I would say, concert season, really. Outdoors, beautiful night, perfect night at Budweiser Stage.
Summer 2023.
Is going to be incredible.
You know what? This weekend really made me feel like summer is here. Because I went on a boat party. I went to day parties. Yeah. I went to a night party. Yeah. I was out.
And then we're outside listening to music, finally. It really just hit me yesterday that it's outdoor season now.
Yeah. And it feels good.
Feels really, really good.
And everybody, you know, just from what I could see, like, everyone was having such a great time last night. Like, even the excitement in the building yesterday about Janet Jackson's concert is, like, palpable. They got through the day and they went, I'm going to the concert tonight.
Right.
They're telling me who they're going with, what they're going to do before they go to the concert. So it was a whole thing, conversations we haven't heard in such a long time.
It's true. And the energy was just so high. Everybody was so happy.
Yeah.
I got to think there was a single person there last night that was not happy.
Not at all. And let me tell you something really quick about my generation. We look good. This generation looks really good. I looked at the crowd yesterday, and we're like grown.
What generation are you, Jamal?
Are we the generation what? Millennials?
Don't put me in your generation.
Not in your generation.
Well, I would say the millennials look. What generation am I? Am I millennial?
I'm a millennial.
So what do they call my generation? Gen X? Gen X and millennials look great right now. We got a little money. You know, we're still dressing good. We still got a lot of pep in our step. You know, even if you don't have any money, you know how to make it look like you have a little something going on. That's and we are just, like, still doing it.
Yeah, the women came out yesterday.
What?
They were dressed to the nines, and they look good.
Yes.
It's interesting because when you go back in time and you think about how old somebody was at a time, right? And you look at you, that you're at that age now, you're going, I did not look like, but that's not who I look like you're, you know, like a sister or something or an aunt or anything like that.
Right.
It's amazing how we take care of ourselves, how we have fun, and how we get out there and do stuff. We're doing stuff. That's what keeps you happening. And you know what? Again, people haven't been out for a long time, so they got dressed up for last night, I'm sure.
Listen.
Was it like a...
Listen, this generation is out there.
Yeah.
putting some other generations to shame. The ones behind us are like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, step it up. Looking good. So, Budweiser Stage, and not only that, they've got a great lineup this summer. Like
we
saw, they did this really cool thing where they put up little paintings of each of their acts that are coming up. And that's what we realized it was. Janet with the first picture.
You two were in front of that picture.
That was a picture of Janet. And we realized that the rest of those murals is pretty much their entire summer life.
All right. So let's talk about that very quickly. Who's the next concert? Who are you going to next?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, let's make up our minds right now.
We definitely.
I think it's going to be the Shaggy and TLC.
Okay.
So, En Vogue will be there. Salt and Pepper.
June. Right.
Yeah, that's coming sometime in June. I don't remember the date right now, but it's coming quickly. Right.
June 16th.
June 16th? Nice.
Things to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Budweiser Stage is my favorite. Like, I'd rather go there than go to Rogers Center or...
Yeah, you want to be outside. You want to be outside.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
So decor people, you're going to like this one. I think you'll like it. There's a new decor trend that is getting popular on TikTok. It's called dopamine decor. Now, we got to go back to science class for just a brief second. What is dopamine again? Dopamine is a neurotransmitter / hormone.
That sparks joy.
It's associated with joy. It's associated with pleasure, like the pleasure sensors of the brain. When you get a hit of dopamine, they say, is like when you do something or experience something and you get a little high, a little zing through your brain. So this is a home decor vibe that is it's centered around stimulating dopamine in your brain.
So when you are probably in your early 20s and you moving out of your folks' house and you get into your first apartment and you see everything is like white walls, you know, the wood and whatever, you're like, okay, well, I don't want to paint it because I don't want to give them
my security deposit. I don't want to mess up my security deposit. You know, the amount of times I've said that in my life.
That's right. Me too. Even the holes in the wall. He didn't understand that. Anyway, but it's a blank canvas. Mm-hmm. When you do dopamine decor, and one of these people that is on TikTok, she's right on. She is like adding color. It's like a clown threw up in the house. That's how I look.
The house, when you do dopamine decor, looks like you live in an episode of The Simpsons.
Or Legoland.
Or Legoland. Every wall has color. Every corner has a different color. Your cabinets are not just one different color. You will have panels that have like red, yellow.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you do whatever color combinations really work for you. But the idea is that every time you turn and, you know, you walk through a hall, anywhere you go in your house, you're getting a little hint or a little
hit.
A little hit of a stimulant. Yeah,
that's right. So when you go into her dining room, it's purple. When you go into her kitchen, it's yellow and red. When you go into her bedroom, I think it's pink. But it's, but these are saturated colors.
Even the floor has like this checkered pattern.
Yeah.
And then the walls are green, and then the top of the ceiling's yellow.
FAO Schwartz is what it reminds me of.
It looks like FAO Schwartz, which is the old school toy store in New York City.
So when you're like kind of bored and you can paint is cheap. You can always paint a wall. It's kind of a fun thing to do, but you're right. Every time you turn a corner, there is some saturated color somewhere. So that's called dopamine decor, and she's having fun with it. Because does anything really match? No, but the tone matches, right? That's what matches.
A lot of solid colors.
Yeah, there's no pastel.
A lot of solid colors, a lot of brights. Boom, boom. So the question is, who is in for some dopamine decor in their house? I got to tell you, I would do this. Simone, you do this today?
Would you do that?
I would love this.
I mean, they show the before and afters of her apartment.
Yeah.
And when they flip to the dopamine decor, it just puts a smile on your face.
I want to tell you a story, but when I was going to the University of Idaho, my girlfriend, Alice, and I had an apartment. She had her room. I had my room. What did I do? Cream-colored walls. I pulled the colors from my duvet, which were brown, blue, and white, and I did that kind of, you know, minimalist thing.
Yes.
She went yellow, rainbow, red, all this kind of stuff. You know what she ended up doing?
What?
Designing for McDonald's. That's what she ended up doing.
Well, it works.
She
was on to something.
So it's a great way to be creative, too. So dopamine decor, I'm in for it. Especially when you're younger, do it.
Check it out. You can check it out on TikTok and maybe Google it, or check it out on Twitter. You'll like what you see. Maybe we'll post something a little later for you. But that's the newest trend to get your brain going, dopamine decor.
And Jamar. Chum 1045.
Get up.
Shout out to any Janet Jackson fan. Rest assured, she's here and she still got it. In a major way, she filled the Budweiser stage yesterday and did all of the hits. All of them.
All of them.
Okay, did you, like, you when you're sitting there, you're hoping, oh, they're going to sing my favorite song? Did she?
You don't even get time to hope she's singing your favorite song. By the time they get to the middle of one of the songs that you love, the next huge, massive chart topper is coming on.
Right. So many hits.
Back to back. Take a listen to some of Janet Jackson last night.
I'm sorry.
I love you so much.
That would be me screaming in the background.
Did she say Toronto, I love you so much?
She did. She does. So, I mean, I thought that, I mean, yesterday we tried to make our bets of what song she was going to start with. She did not start with Together Again. I can't remember the name of the song that she started with. It wasn't really on my radar. It may have been a really older song.
I think it was.
Or a brand new song.
I'm not sure if it was a medley or just something like they had improvised at the beginning of the show. I forget what the first song was.
Right.
But after that first opening number, pew, place went nuts.
Oh, my goodness.
Right here, set list.
There you go.
Intro contains elements of Love Me.
Yeah, so it was like a little compilation.
And then Demita Joe. And then Together Again.
Right? Oh, my gosh. So she did this version, this ballad version of Together Again, a very slowed down one in the middle of the show. Because I heard the beginning of the song, and I was like, oh, here it is, Together Again. But then it was so different. I was like, wait a second, this is different. I've never heard it sang like this. But she closed the show with the fast, sped-up version of it. And during one of my favorite songs, again, that's the one I really wanted to hear that I mentioned yesterday. This, she had the entire audience singing this. She barely sang it. She had a microphone out, and the audience sang the whole song for her, basically. And she was in tears. She was just crying. I think she was just really overwhelmed by the love.
100%. I mean, she's one of those artists that, you know, once the song comes on, everyone knows every single word. Janet Jackson is so special. You know, when you really think about what happened in that family, the Jacksons, you get, you know, a Jackson 5, and you get a Janet who wants to be part of the music scene, but she's got this massively talented group of brothers. Then the one brother, Michael, jumps out and becomes greatest thing ever known to music.
Superstar.
Let me say that again. Greatest thing ever known to music.
Right.
And then you got to have a career after that. How do you do that? Well, you become Janet Jackson.
Then
she
right.
becomes a force to reckon with on her own, which she showed last night.
And I wore my Michael Jackson t-shirt yesterday. I was like, can I wear this?
That t-shirt was perfect.
Yeah, of course you can.
It was great.
Because she featured her brother on stage, didn't she?
Yeah, she sure did.
And we do have to mention, Ludacris opened up the show, and he brought out family. Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel was there. It was great.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Who ended up playing as MC for Ludacris for a couple songs.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so great.
Right?
Well, get ready, Detroit, because Janet's coming tonight. It's going to be a great concert.
Janet has left the building.
Yes. The building. Okay, what's the next concert, everybody? What's the next one?
Man, honestly, the Janet one's still bumping in my head.
All right, so
I don't even know.
I can't even think straight. Yeah.
Well,
next.
I'm so glad everybody had a great time. That's so good. What a way to kick off the season.
Oh, for sure.
Love it.
So shout out to anyone who was there. We were there too, and hopefully you enjoyed it. Janet Jackson, thank you for blessing the city with some of that Jackson magic.
Wow. Can you believe we were sitting in front of Michael's sister yesterday?
We were under the same roof, staring at her in her face.
I feel like I'm still dreaming.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
Well, we're just coming off of one long weekend. The next long weekend is Canada Day. But yesterday, the city announced that they're calling off their annual celebration at Nathan Phillips Square. So they said it's due to resource constraints. Apparently, they just didn't get enough funding. But there will still be other events like fireworks at Ashbridges Bay. And if they are going to add something else, they're going to do a news release in the coming weeks. But it's kind of strange to me to hear that there's not enough funding, because I just feel like Canada Day always falls on the same day every
right.
year.
That is something that they probably should have that earmarked, you're saying?
Right. Well, I just mean, yeah, because this is one of, you know, the biggest festivals that they do at Nathan Phillips Square for Canada Day, but it's not happening.
Okay.
But that's the reason that they're giving right now.
You know, also with the, I mean, I'm just guessing, but with the change in government right now, you know, we're getting ready to get a new mayor. Could this crossover period make it a little more challenging?
Maybe.
I don't know.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Who knows?
So we'll wait and see. But like I said, Ashbridges Bay is still there for you. Fireworks.
Okay.
Keeping on theme with Toronto, for those who are collecting Air Jordans, they're going to be happy to hear about this, that they're bringing back the Raptors purple and red colorway that debuted in 2002. So those early 2000s colorways are super rare. And I think a lot of people are just very excited to get this one back. So they have a line called the MVP. And people have just been begging for the re-release of this sneaker for years. And now that they are, so sneaker fans are just very excited. I'm going to post what they look like on the Chum 104.5 Twitter page, but it's the classic Raptors purple.
Ooh, this is a great colorway.
Rich piece.
Is this the one with the black and the purple?
Yeah, all black. It has some purple in the back. It has the air bubble in the heel.
Yeah.
Ah.
This is actually one of my favorite of the Jordan styles right here. This actual series is one of the best.
Yeah.
It's very,
these look very cool.
Yeah, this is like the Michael Jordan shoe for sure.
For sure. One more very Canadian thing. Air Canada announced yesterday that they're launching nonstop service between Yellowknife and Pearson Airport in December, 3 times a week.
Wow.
And this is just in time for you to catch the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
So if that has been on your bucket list to see the Northern Lights in person, now's the time to cross this off. They're trying to boost tourism, so this is just a very great way to do it.
How long is that ride?
Yeah, I think about 5 hours.
5 hours. But, you know, I got to tell you that we sent Tommy Smythe from the Maryland Dennis Show up there during the wintertime. It is an amazing area.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of conventions up there right now. And it's really, like, if you want to middle of nowhere, but there's a lot going on there once you get there.
For sure.
Right.
It's
for sure.
Stunning. Stunning. Tommy says it's stunning.
Yeah. When I think of the Northern Lights, I just think of, like, just learning it in school all the time.
Yes.
In science class.
Right.
And the opportunity to go see it is actually pretty special.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine what it would be like. It would be like seeing Janet Jackson.
Very cool. We saw the Northern Lights last night.
Yes, we saw that last night.
Yeah. Yes. They performed all their hits.
That's what's trending.
Janet. Yo, honestly, there is so much Janet Jackson running through my brain right now. You're lucky to get a word out of me today that is not Janet. That's what's happening.
Now, back
to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
Morning. Welcome in. A couple days ago, we talked about buyer's remorse. Wow. And that's a phrase that everyone is pretty familiar with. And specifically, we talked about how you can avoid buyer's remorse, especially in this economy where we're all trying to save a little more money.
Yeah.
Just start thinking about these purchases. And these are the things you should think about if you remember. We said, where will I store this thing that I'm buying?
Yeah.
If you don't have a place in your house to store it, you probably don't need it mm-hmm. as much as you think you do.
Right.
How will I clean this thing? That's another one. If it's something that's hard to clean, you're going to use it once, twice, three times. And after trying to clean it three times, the fourth time, you're going to be like, I don't even want to use it anymore.
Yeah.
It ends up in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Last question is, what will I do with this thing when I'm done with it? Like, if you can't even throw it away, if you can't even give it away, sell it, it just becomes junk in your house. And then you start looking at it like, why did I buy this?
You know, back in the day, it was like, you know, people like mom and dad would give us stuff. And you go, thanks, because we don't have that. My son goes, don't give me any of your junk. I don't want any of your stuff. And it's true. You don't. You can easily go buy stuff so quickly right now, disposable incomes or whatever you got, or it's saving money, but you're not taking in other people's stuff. Although I find that kind of daunting for me, because there's so many things that you buy that if you're not using, somebody else could use, and it's perfectly fine.
Very good call.
You know? But I will say this. Clothing for women. Mm-hmm. Azalea, please weigh in on this. When I was spring cleaning this weekend in the basement, I was going through some coats, and I go, I've only worn this coat like twice. What was I thinking?
Isn't that why?
Was I imagining myself in Paris?
Can you
with a loaf of, you know, like a loaf of bread
with a little baguette sticking out of the side of it or something like that?
What the hell was I?
Beret.
Yeah.
Now take all those purchases, because everyone has those purchases in their closet where you look at it and you're like, man, I've only worn this like 3-4 times.
Yeah.
Add up all those purchases, and there's the money that you're looking for. There's the money that you're saying.
No, but listen.
Had a little more.
Sometimes there's purchases that I've made not realizing how much I'm going to also love that item of clothing. So it's like sometimes you just don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
It's called, you know what, so if there's anything expensive, I will say, can you amortize this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I had an outlet. You guys have one or two suits, right? And you go and do, you know, you host something.
You host something. You go to a formal event or something. Yeah.
So women, for some reason, I'm going to say this across the board, we have to buy something new. It might have to be a dress or whatever. So I said, I'm going to think like a guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to buy a great suit, which I did.
Yeah.
And I wore that thing for 15 years.
Yeah.
Nobody knew.
Oh, what you could do is even get some suits that work well in a combination. You know,
right. Oh, like you can break it up.
You break it up and get like maybe six suits out of it.
I wish that I would have thought of that earlier. And I wish if I go back in time that I would have held back, walked away from a clothing purchase and thought about it and then gone back the next day.
Yeah.
Not so easy to do these days because you can do it online.
It counts for clothing.
Yeah.
It counts for those kitchen appliances.
Yeah.
Sometimes it even counts for like some stuff like, I don't know, maybe you didn't need that pain thing, or maybe you didn't need that, you know, those things that's as seen on television. You didn't need that.
You didn't need it.
Yeah.
For that price anyway. Yeah.
Exactly. Text us at 104.536. The items that you bought that were eventually a buyer's remorse item. Yeah. Or you can give us a call at 416-870-1045. We're talking buyer's remorse.
Baby, wake up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
On the tip of buyer's remorse, things that you buy and after maybe a couple hours, days, maybe weeks, you look at it and you're like, why did I buy this? If you were ever thinking about buying an inflatable hot tub, hang on, don't make the purchase yet. There's someone on the line who wants to tell you about this. Good morning. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
All right,
thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, tell us about this inflatable hot tub that you bought. Saying inflatable hot tub. When you say inflatable hot tub, it actually sounds a little ridiculous.
Well, yeah, for sure. It was last summer, beginning of last summer. And it was after the pandemic,
I guess. This was a COVID purchase.
Don't do that. That scares me. I'll pee my pants when you do.
You know how people were buying things for their house and you had to wait months and months?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'd gone to St. Anne's Spa and realized how much I missed a hot tub that we'd had years ago. And I went to order a hot tub. My girlfriend was coming from England to visit. I thought, this will be great with Rose coming. We'll have a hot tub. Anyway, I don't know why I thought I would get one in 3 weeks. They told me October, and this was last the end of last May.
Oh, no.
And I thought, oh. And so I went home, ordered the hot tub anyway, but it wasn't coming till October. And then I thought, darn it, I still want a hot tub for when Rose comes.
No.
So I looked online. I ordered this hot tub from Home Depot. It came a couple of days after Rose arrived, and here's the two of us out the front of the house that dropped it off on a skid. We wheel it.
They set it up for you?
Small people. No.
So
my good hot tub was set up, but here we are getting this hot tub off a skid, wheeling it in the back, put it up, enjoyed it for her visit. And it's one of those that, I don't know, it takes a long time to heat up,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you don't, it was one of those that you had to, it took forever to heat up. So anyway, okay. We're in it.
Okay.
Have a good time. And then I got this hot tub and I took it down at the end of the summer.
Okay. We have to go,
it's
honey.
It's sitting in
the basement. Here's the point. As your friend, if I flew in from England, I would not want to put a hot tub together. So you regrets, you've got a few. So thank you for your story. There she goes.
Talk about remorse.
Yeah.
I'm remorseful.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Don't buy the inflatable hot tub, guys, because we'd be talking about it forever afterwards. Okay.
But you mentioned last time when we talked about this, like if you're going up, we can, if you want to buy stuff like for a cottage or something like that, if you've got a cottage, you've got friends that have a cottage, I'm going to buy a kayak. I'm going to buy a thing. And you get it, then you go, where am I going to put it?
Sound like a good idea at the time.
Exactly.
Everything sounded like a good idea during the pandemic.
Exactly.
It was like, hey, we need things to do. Let me buy that inflatable hot tub.
Right.
The one with the pink.
Yeah.
Octopus and like the little purple shrimp on the side of it. Yeah,
yeah, that one. Oh, that was a good idea.
The kitty one, yeah. Don't buy that thing. You don't need that.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on.
In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
Yeah, jog my memory. At Rogers Center during the Jays game, they have that hot dog eating contest or
Nathan's thing?
They're always weighing how many hot dogs we ate, right?
So on Looney Nights, they'll count how many hot dogs they had. I think last time it was like 58,000 hot dogs.
Is that the record right there?
That's the record for the Rogers Center.
Very nice. Okay. Very nice.
I haven't gone yet this year for that, so we can up that number.
Well, let's always try to be our best at all things.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to best yourself in terms of eating, not just at the Rogers Center, but if you head down to the U.S., every state, you know, has its own eating kind of contest food challenges, restaurants that will serve you this like really enormous item.
Yeah.
And say, if you can eat this, you'll probably get it for free.
You'll get it for free.
You know, you'll have to be responsible for the health effects afterwards.
We can't be responsible for that.
Right. But if you can eat it, you'll get it for free.
Free.
Here are some of the more interesting ones in different states. For example, in Arkansas, there's a place called Debbie's, and they have what they call the Mega Burrito Challenge. The burrito is about the size of this guy's forearm. It is so big.
It
makes a Chipotle burrito look like an appetizer.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. And, you know, there's like a heart bypass burger. And there's a couple of them. They call them different names in different states. You know, those are the ones that are built like a tower. How do you eat that unless you break it apart?
People do it.
This
is one in Florida called the Stack Attack. It's a burger that's stacked 5 burgers stacked on top of each other to be one large burger.
I don't know. I don't know they do it.
How about this schnitzel in Indiana? It's called the Schwatzer's Schnitzel Challenge. The schnitzel looks to be about 5 pounds, and it's got everything, including the fries, the sauce, and those big patties of chicken.
That is like 2 hands of a schnitzel.
Pretty big.
For a schnitzel.
Is this chicken or is it
I think it's
a battered something else, whatever.
Oh, it's a generous coating of mushroom gravy and a double order of beer battered fries, dipping sauces of your choice, but yeah, it's chicken.
Louisiana, anybody want to go down there for the Acme Oyster House 15 dozen club of oysters? Could you
sign me up?
Could you eat that many oysters?
You know what? I feel like I could. Only when I have that first oyster and I'm just like, I need another one. They're just so addictive. I love oysters. You know, my mouth is watering right now.
You know me and oysters, right? I just... You know, I've never eaten them.
No, I remember.
Because just the sight of them kind of weirds me out.
I love
them. And I love seafood. Sight of them just makes
me... And I see them and I'm just like, I need it.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't pass it up.
Okay.
the 10-gallon burger challenge. This is in Massachusetts. It's a 10-gallon burger, a burger that looks to be, I mean, it looks like a hubcap, really. It's that big.
It's weird. I thought it was a pancake at first when I saw it.
Yeah, well, that one is in Minnesota. It's called the Barbarian Pancake. It's probably one of the largest pancakes you've ever seen, and it's covered with 6 eggs, 6 pieces of bacon, 4 sausages, 2 pieces of ham, and a big helping of hash browns. The Barbarian Pancake. Sign me up for that.
How about really hot wings?
I'm down for that.
You could do that?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Forever and ever, Smoke Eaters Hellfire Wing Challenge. That's in California. There's more.
But I did the hot ones challenge. And I was fine.
Oh, really?
Look at you. She has survived that.
And I was like, I'm going for the hottest first.
Yeah. Head sweating, eyes sweating, everything sweating.
I'll tell you what is not on this list is a bunch of potatoes. And I could absolutely do that.
Gosh, they're so filling, though.
I know, but I could do it. Not French fries, like something else. Like I need something else.
Like the baked potato challenge?
Yeah, like the baked potato challenge, yeah. I like that.
All right, well,
how many could you do?
Probably 4, but yeah. No skins.
No skin.
I'd like, you know, carve it out a little bit.
Happy eating.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
If anyone has TikTok, you already know that it's so easy to lose hours on that app. So if you're doing it anyway, you might as well get paid doing it. So there's a company that's based in California called Ubiquitous Influence. They're a marketing company, and they're looking for 3 people to actually pay to watch TikTok videos. So professional TikTok watchers, they are going to get paid $1,000 US, which is $13.49.55 in Canadian. The exchange rate is crazy. But they want you to watch 10 hours for $100 per hour.
Wow.
And you're basically just looking for upcoming and recurring trends. I don't know if it's 10 consecutive hours or if you could break it up how you see fit for
that
your life.
That was the next question.
Yeah. That is not clear here on this website, but that is the deal. You basically have to fill out this application online. It's a contest. Like, it's not just a job. You know, it's a contest. If you win, you're lucky. You have to give your social media feeds, the one that you use the most. They want to see why you deserve this job. So you have to kind of write in 100 words or less why you deserve it. You have to follow their YouTube channel and optional tweet about why you deserve it in order to increase your chances of winning.
So what are they trying to do here? It sounds like, are they doing a study? Or are they trying to figure out?
Yeah, I think they're doing it. I mean, they're a marketing company. Yeah. So they're doing it both for TikTok, YouTube, and they just want to see what trends are popular. So I guess what the idea may be is that they want to start the next trend.
Okay, so they want to
see. To be a step ahead, right?
So they want to see it, right? So they want to be a step ahead. So they want to see what the average person gravitates toward.
Right.
And then they'll probably go in that direction with their marketing. Interesting.
So they want to probably pick a sound, start a trend.
Yeah.
Because I guess in the U.S., you really do make money off of being the trend starter.
Right.
So that's their plan here. They're going to get 3 people to watch 100 hours each and figure that. And then honestly, for only $3,000 from them,
yeah,
that they're getting free work.
Free work. Or will they provide a napkin for me to wipe my brain off the ground that when it starts oozing out of my ears?
Well, hopefully the people who they hire to do this are going to make note of the trends and put it into their own TikToks and figure out how to build their brand on TikTok and make more money.
Okay.
Well, you know, then they'll tell you exactly when they want you to do it. You might miss concerts and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, you can go and do things.
What do you think? Would you do it?
I mean, do the amount of brain cells I lose in the process balance out with the money they pay me?
Because
those TikToks.
Tomorrow, I don't
know. No, you're not going to.
I don't know.
Like, the TikToks on my page are very, like, they're very helpful.
Oh, really?
There are ways on how to build your brand more. It's marketed to you, right?
Okay, yeah.
So.
Yeah, the algorithm feeds me the dumbest TikToks, like all the dumbest.
You probably shouldn't say that out loud because it just shows what you watch. Well, that's what you're interested in.
I take no responsibility for that, by the way. It's totally the opposite.
No. What is happening on your TikTok? What do you watch?
I'm getting like people doing stupid stunts, girls like shaking their butt. What
you
else
see,
is on the
thing? Because that's the stuff you look at.
Really?
That's the stuff that you spend
the
most time on.
What do you get?
I don't know why. I'm getting all old Hollywood dirt.
Oh, really?
Oh, that so-and-so slept with so-and-so. Really?
Well, see?
And this dance scene was weird because they broke their ankle. Like, I'm getting all that stuff.
I'm getting guys, like, jumping off of buildings and girls showing off their BBLs.
I get food recipes. I get, here's how to make your own Starbucks at home. I get, that's the kind of stuff that's online, okay?
Oh, really? Okay.
Just stuff to
three of us.
Enrich my life. That's what's trending.
You wait, Azalea. You may ask me about what happened in a movie, and I'll have the details for you.
The dirt. The nitty gritty.
And I can give you the perfect size of BBL if you're interested.
Not interested.
It's all over my feet.
Don't wake it up. Mornings on Chum. With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pink, who's been doing it for so many years.
Yeah.
Consistent. Like, one of the most consistent pop stars that we've got, if you really think about it. When you think about, like, the pop princesses, everyone says Britney and Christina, but Pink is actually the most consistent, still relevant, still current. When Pink debuted, remember the big talk was like, and she's got this pink hair.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't know what that's all about. It was so cutting edge and so crazy at the time.
It's
that she was running around with pink hair.
But, you know, I got to tell you, any interviewer I've seen her on, she's so clear and concise.
Yeah.
And sticks to her, you know, to her value.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she is also, who she is. Like, you know, so kind.
Very, very kind person.
Like, what do you mean to go, oh, she's going to be a force. She is a force with kindness.
She's kind and she's also really tough at the same time.
Yeah, tough.
But once again, that pink hair at the time was...
Whoa, what is that?
It was sought to be cutting edge. Yeah. Now, people are going to really, really extreme lengths to kind of... I guess, not stay in the mold. Here is a woman we want to tell you about.
Crazy.
Who spent $64,000 on a look to kind of maybe make herself stand out, probably like a Pink.
You want to have attention.
Yeah, but this is a lot. $64,000 on a look called the Demonic Look.
The Demonic Look.
She's on OnlyFans, and she's done some modifications to her body to look a little more demonic. What modifications, you asked? She's fanged her teeth.
Oh, jeez.
So the teeth, like the canine teeth are sharpened and then pointed, probably extended maybe with some kind of crown or whatever on it. She also has her eyeballs tattooed.
Now, talk to me about tattooed eyeballs.
You know, they get a tattoo artist who has a special needle, and they'll go around the whites of the eyes, and they'll put ink. You know, you'll see some artists, anybody in the dancehall world, you remember when Alkaline did it? Black eyes. Some people will do red. I've seen blue, green. It looks incredibly painful.
Yeah.
And unsightly. But it will get you the demonic look if you're looking for it.
Well, who's she trying to attack? Attack.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. That might be the right word.
That's a good word. That's crazy.
I've accidentally put black eyeliner in my eye, and it's like so painful. And when you look at yourself in the mirror, it's so scary.
Yeah.
You have to get a Q-tip and soak it all out.
I often wonder how you guys survive that stuff with all the eye makeup. Last but not least, for this demonic look, this is the part that is even hard for me to look at and even to talk about. Her tongue.
Oh, no.
$64,000. One of the things she did to her tongue was have her tongue cut so it is forked. You know, like a snake.
No, yeah.
You know, a snake has a forked tongue. The tongue goes in two directions.
Yeah.
I can't even say it.
No.
I can't even say it.
I don't know why you would want... Can you imagine when she's a grandma and she's like... Grandma, what happened to your tongue?
Well, a long time
back in the 2020.
Back in the 2020s.
Yeah.
She spent so much money on this.
24-year-old. She's spent $64,000, and she's got exactly what she wanted, the demonic look. She said online she'd get about 50% love, 50% hate on the new look.
But you know what? She got 100% attention because we're talking about her.
Then there it is.
Yeah.
There it is. Right. So,
as long as she loves herself.
Yeah. I guess she loves herself. The demonic look can be yours for 64K.
Time to wake up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. The Jim Morning Show.
Another, I guess, economy-related trend. This is a dating trend because dating is expensive.
It is expensive. Whether you're divorced, single, you know, people that are older, it's just, it's really expensive. Dating budgets. What, is there a thing called a dating budget, Jamar? I'm gonna start dating. I'm gonna have a
honestly,
for that.
With the, you know, some people are on like three different dating apps and they're meeting so many people. Yeah. You might actually have to put aside a good portion of your budget just for dating.
Yeah. Because the average date, they say, costs about $68. That's an American fund, but that's...
Yeah, so, the, yeah. I mean, $68, if you want some success in dating, you want to go on by more than two a week, maybe, or every other week, or whatever it is. So, it does add up.
Uh-huh.
Infladating is the new term now.
Mm-hmm.
Infladating, meaning the inflation and dating. It's basically a cheap dating trend. So, basically, you're just... accounting for inflation in your dating habits.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, like if you, I mean, it's, budgets are tough anyway, but if you can find things where you are not having to pay, that will help.
Splitting costs.
That's right.
You know, at one point, everyone was saying one person, usually the guy, has to pay for the date.
Well, now, whoever asks, whoever is out, I think should pay for the date initially.
That used to be the case, but now that people are taking dating almost like a career, where it's like, I'm just dating and we're all in this dating pool together because it's taking longer to find matches and pairs.
All right.
Now, infladating, people are saying, we're just all splitting these costs. We're finding free admission to places. We're going through the local newspapers, the community listings, and trying to find what are the free, cheap options in town that'll make for good dating ideas.
If you listen to Azalea's Trending, she will tell you where you can go for
You're
free.
An infladating influencer. Infladating influencer.
Because they say things like this, and, you know, like if you hear from all... people like in the baby bar, go to a museum. No, museums sometimes are free.
Yeah.
Like you're right. Check what's happening in Toronto. Listen to what Azalea has to say. It talks about, and also it's important too, listen to this. You got to spend some time with that person.
Mm.
You got to talk to that person. Going to a movie doesn't really do that.
Yep.
So anyway, inflating.
Museum's a good one to do that, though.
I like that. No, there's so many places for us to go. Festivals are happening, right, Azalea?
Tons of free festivals that you can go to.
And there's always something happening in the city. Somebody's celebrating something. A food festival? Yeah. That's what we do. So we get you infladating. I think you do have to budget for that, unfortunately, and have a little bit of a carve out financially of money that you can use to go and date somebody.
And there it is. So more so than spending money and figure out who's throwing all the cash on the table to date, we're trying to talk more and we're trying to actually split cost or maybe even go free.
Do it.
What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
The first concert for the summer was last night. Janet Jackson at the Budweiser stage. That was absolutely phenomenal. We had chills probably the entire time just looking at her in her eyes, knowing this is Michael Jackson's little sister. She performed so many bangers. She had the audience screaming, singing. I was screaming, singing. Janet Jackson cried multiple times and said how much she loves Toronto.
Oh, that's so nice.
The choreography was on point.
Mm. She was doing, and during watching the show, I had to Google her age just to remind myself.
How
she's
long.
57, and she looks amazing.
The choreo was great. Her voice sounded incredible. And like you said, bangers, hit after hit after hit. Take a listen to some of that from yesterday. To control.
You know what? I'll post even more clips that I got to the Chum 104.5 Instagram story.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to check those out, because I have so many from last night because I didn't want to miss any of it.
Yeah.
Like I wanted to take in the concert, but at the same time, I was like, I don't want to miss this moment of recording it also. So there were some songs I was singing along to. I won't post those ones. I'm sorry for my voice.
Your voice sounded fine.
I'll post a clear one.
That is so funny because when you're watching a great concert, you know, we want to take it all in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great. Janet Jackson kicked everything off. That's so great.
It was phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
What a great show.
Yep.
More stuff on the Chum Insta coming. Man, what a great night.
Marilyn. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Chum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, yesterday was one for the ages. Janet Jackson, you don't get much bigger than that. And all the Chum friends were there. Shout out to everybody who listens. We saw...
Gave away tickets to that, didn't we?
We gave away a lot of tickets to that. We saw Tracy Melcher there from
Utah. Yeah, Tracy and Priyanka were
there. We also saw Ashley Greco.
Yes,
she told me about that. Hung out with Ashley. That was fun.
Yeah, that's so good.
And Janet completely destroyed it. I mean, take another listen to one more moment from Janet last night.
Okay. Well, thank you for reminding me I missed out on a great concert.
It is my pleasure.
More coming. I know.
This Budweiser stage has a nice lineup.
It's so great. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I love the venue, so.
Yep. Yep. Shout out to Ludacris, of course.
Yeah.
Shut it down with Vin Diesel.
I know. That's so unexpected.
Didn't see that coming.
No.
And this was the only city that Vin Diesel came through. He actually said on stage, he said when he heard that the tour was coming to Toronto,
yes.
He said, I'm definitely jumping on to let everyone in Toronto know about the movie, but because he loves our city so much. So that was very special.
Okay, Vin.
We bring people, man. Yeah. All right. Beautiful. Enjoy your day. Get some rest today. Stay dry.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.